This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian tanks advancing on Ukraine's capital of Kyiv appear to be stalled outside the city. Fighting continues, though, across Ukraine. This is day 8 of Russia's invasion. Olga Fedyarova lives near the capital of Kyiv. She says an explosion damaged her house.
I heard the sound of a plane and I opened the door. And the door fell on me. And then little bits of plaster and bricks from the ceiling and everything. But I survived, and now you can see how all my windows are destroyed and everything.
Many Ukrainians are trying to get to a safe place. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The UN Refugee Agency says a million people have left Ukraine. Early figures show more than half of the refugees, 505,000, are in Poland. Another 116,000 Ukrainians now in Hungary. The rest are in Romania, Slovakia, and other European nations. Many of the refugees are women and children, arriving with little more than the clothes on their backs.
A second round of talks aimed at ending the fighting is expected later today in neighboring Belarus. Moscow says it'll continue its military action, though, because it says Ukraine's military infrastructure threatens Russia. The January 6th committee says evidence suggests crimes may have been committed by former President Trump and his associates as they tried but failed to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The committee made the claims in response to a lawsuit by a Trump advisor. The House votes today on a bill that would dramatically boost health care services and disability benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is AP News. Check your watch.
Fitbit is recalling 1 million watches after reports of burn injuries. Dozens of users have reported burn injuries because of batteries overheating in the Fitbit Ionic smartwatch. Fitbit says consumers who bought those watches, model number FB503, costing about $300, should immediately stop using the product and contact Fitbit for packaging to send them back. Fitbit, owned by Google, says it received more than 100 reports of the batteries overheating. 78 people were burned, including 2 with serious third-degree burns. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Gas is $3.73 a gallon this morning, up 6 cents since yesterday, up 19 cents in a week, says the AAA. It says Russia's invasion of Ukraine is roiling the oil market. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.